Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Sharada.
Oma Gyana Dhimanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakur Nuitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigro Vaishnavam Sha Shirupam Sagurjatam Sahagana Vaganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Savaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vasakam Zvitam Sha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18. The residents of Jambudweep offer prayers. Text number 27. Yam
Loka
Pala
Kila
Matsara
Vara
Itva
Itanto
Api Pritak Samyeta
Cha
Patum
Na
Sheku
Dwi
Para
Chatu
Para
Sarish
Sarish Sarish Shripam
Sarishmam
Stanu
Yat
Atra
Rishate
Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Dvara
Yam Lokapala Kila Matsara Dvara
Hidvayatantopi Pritaksamitya
Cha Hidvayatantopi Pritaksamitya
Cha Pantum Patum Shekur Dvidapadas Chaskutpa Patum na shekur dvi padas chatus pada.
Patum na shekur dvi padas chatus
pada. Sari rishpam stanu taratra drishate.
Sari rishpam stanu taratra drishate.
Yam lokapala kila matsara dvara.
Yam lokapala kila matsara dvara.
Hidvayatan topi pritaksamitya cha. Patum na shekur dvidapadas chaspuda Patum na shekur dvipadas chatuspada
Patum na shekur dvipadas chatuspada
Sarishripam stanu yadatra drishyate
Sarishripam stanu yadatra drishyate Yam lokapalakila matsara dvara
Yam lokapalakila matsara dvara
Vichapayatanto pita taksametya cha
Vichapayatanto pita taksametya cha
Patum na shekur vipadas chatushpada
Patum na shekur
Yam.
Whom?
You.
Lokapala.
The great leaders of the universe.
The great leaders of the universe.
Beginning with Lord Brahma.
Beginning with Lord Brahma.
Kila.
Kila.
What to speak of others?
What to speak of others?
Matsarajvara.
Matsarajvara.
We're suffering from the fever of envy. Hitva,
leaving aside.
Hitantaha,
endeavoring.
Api, although. Pritak, separately. Samethya,
combined.
Sha,
also.
Patum,
protect.
Na,
not.
Sheku,
able.
Dvipada,
two-legged.
Chatupada,
four-legged.
Sarishripam,
reptiles.
Stanu,
not moving.
Yat,
whatever.
Atra,
within this material world.
Drishyate,
is visible.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Please repeat. My Lord.
My Lord.
From the great leaders of the universe.
From the great leaders of the universe.
Such as Lord Brahma,
such as Lord Brahma
and other demigods,
and other demigods,
down to the political leaders of this world,
down to the political leaders of this world,
all are envious of your authority.
All are envious of your authority.
Without your help,
without your help,
however, they could neither separately nor concertedly, maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings.
You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings.
Of animals like cows and asses.
Of animals like cows and asses.
And of plants, reptiles, birds.
And of plants, reptiles, birds.
Mountains.
Mountains.
And whatever else is visible within this material world.
And whatever else is visible within this material world.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is fashionable for materialistic persons compete with the power of God. When so-called scientists try to manufacture living entities in their laboratories, Their only purpose is to defy the talent and ability of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called illusion. It exists even in the higher planetary systems, where great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others reside. In this world, everyone is puffed up with false prestige, despite the failure of all his endeavors. When so-called philanthropists, who supposedly want to help the poor, are approached by members of the Krishna consciousness movement, they say, "You are simply wasting your time while I am feeding vast masses of starving people." In fact, unfortunately, their meager efforts, either singly or together, do not solve anyone's problems. Sometimes so-called swamis are very eager to feed poor people, thinking them to be Daridra and Narayana, the Lord's incarnations as beggars. They prefer to serve the manufactured Daridra and Narayana than the original Supreme Narayana. They say, "Don't encourage service to the Lord Narayana. It is better to serve the starving people of the world." Unfortunately, such materialists, either singly or combined in the form of the United Nations, cannot fulfill their plans. The truth is that the many millions of human beings, animals, birds and trees, indeed, all living entities, are maintained solely by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. One person, the Supreme Lord, is supplying the necessities of life for all other living entities. To challenge the authority of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the business of asuras, demons. That sometimes asuras or devotees are also bewildered by the illusory energy and falsely claim to be the maintainer of the entire universe. Such incidents are described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Shukadeva Goswami tells how Lord Brahma and Lord King Indra became puffed up and were eventually chastised by Krishna. Yam lokapala kila matsara dvara idvayatantopi prithaksamekya patumna shekor dvipadas chatuspada sarish ripam stanu iratra drishyate. My Lord, from the great leaders of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and other demigods, down to the political leaders of this world, all are envious of your authority. Without your help, however, they could neither separately nor concertedly maintain the innumerable living entities within the universe. You are actually the only maintainer of all human beings, of animals like cows and asses, and of plants, reptiles, birds, mountains, and whatever else is visible within this material world. Mom Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristai Bhute Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swanita Namane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Bhajarne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Siddharna Matir Nakrishne Paratak Sutova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Ratanam Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tamizram Punat Punas Charvita Charvananam. Mati, this is Prahlad Maharaj speaking to his father, Hiranyakashipu, telling him, Matirna Krishne Paradaksatova, Mati means consciousness. So generally people are trying to solve the problems of material existence in so many different ways. Just like even Hiranyakashipu was trying to inquire from his little child, what was the best thing you've learned in school? So he said, Tatsadam manye surya varyadena. Prahlad Maharaj replied, Tatsadam manye surya varyadena, O best of the demons. Sadasam Sumavigna Dhyama Satgrahat. That the best thing I've learned in school, my dear father, is that you're a number one fool. That anyone who's full of anxiety, that his intelligence full of anxiety, that he's just wasting his time in life. Tatsaru manye surya vari deinam sadasamu vigna diyama satgrahat hidvatma patam griha andukupam. So, being anxiety over the control of the material nature, one is put into a suffering condition of life, which is compared to falling into a well covered over by grass. Hidvatma putam riha andukupam. So Prahlada Maharaj is saying the same thing. Matirana Krishne paratatsutova. That everyone is interested in solving so many problems. Indeed, the material world means so many problems. Especially, the number one problems are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. Old age, disease, then death, and then finally take birth again. Paravas tavada bodha jato. That as long as one is in the material world, paravas tavada bodha jato. Paravas tavada bodha jato. So as long as one is not inquisitive about the nature of the self, the nature of the Supreme Self, then he's considered to be defeated by the illusory energy. Yavan kriyastavati dhammano vai karmatmaka yena sharira bandhana. That as long as one is absorbed in ignorance, then one's consciousness will be covered. As long as the consciousness is, or the mind will be covered, as long as the mind is uncovered, consciousness is unclear, and as long as consciousness is unclear, one will have to take one body after another. People not knowing that the aim of life is to reach Vishnu, they make so many arrangements in the material world to solve problems. If you read the newspapers, so many problems. From the littlest problem, how to take care of your child, how to feed the child, to the war in Iraq, to some people think that planets colliding to another planet soon. So many planets, so many problems. But the real problem is that everyone's going to die. We don't mean to be pessimistic, but it's a fact that no one stays in their body forever, and we're growing older. That everyone's growing old, and this body is diseased. You can just look around and see most of the devotees are up against the wall here. Because they feel very uncomfortable in their body. They're trying to support it with a chair or something, a prop, keep it up, because it's, we feel lack of ease, dis-ease.
It could also be the intensity of your message, you push us against the wall.
Out the door. So, the living entity is forced by old age, disease, and death to experience so many different miseries, and everyone's trying to figure out a solution. Basically, the problem is we want to be happy, but as long as we're faced by these disturbances, then there's no question of happiness. But people don't think like that. They make so many plans, either individually or they self-help books, so many self-help books, or collectively. So here Prabhupada mentions the United Nations, a collective effort to solve the problems of life. But because they don't know what the real problems of life are. They don't know because they're in ignorance, because they're covered by the illusory energy. Therefore, they don't know who they really are. If you don't know who you are, then how do you solve your problems? If you somehow or another become so identified with your car that anything that happens to your car, you start lamenting, or someone's watching a movie. Anyone becomes so much absorbed in the hero, when the hero gets shot by a bullet, the person feels the pain so much, he passes out and dies from a heart attack. He didn't actually get shot, but because of his identification, he feels it so strongly, it's as good as if he got shot. Similarly, although we're not the body, we're so strongly identified with it that it's practically as good as if we were the body. Whatever body we get, we so strongly identify with that we suffer the miseries that the body goes through, the different disturbances. But one who knows that he's not the body, then he can know what the solution to his problem is. But people don't know that. Matirna Krishna, Paratakshatova, they never put their mind on Krishna. Instead, they put their mind on solving all the big and little problems of life. They have no time for Krishna. They only have time for solving the problems of life. And what are the problems? They think that if I can get a strong, healthy body called Griha Ratana. Griha means house. So the first house everyone's living in is the body. So the whole idea is my body is strong and healthy, then I have part of the solution to my problems. And then one can expand it. Not only my body should be healthy, my family should be healthy, my building that I'm living in should be strong and sturdy, the lawn should be mowed, insurance taken care of, all the light fixtures taken care of. And not only my building, but everyone in my neighborhood, they should all mow their lawns. And they should keep their houses nice so my property value doesn't decrease. And not only my neighborhood, but my whole city should be recognized as one of the top in America and the world. So I'm proud to be a Texan. And my country should be strong. And the whole human race should be happy. So one can keep on expanding it, but it's all based on the bodily concept of life. Therefore, no matter how much we expand the bodily concept of life, someone may think, well, I'm very selfish, I only want to take care of my body, people are criticizing me, you're only interested in your body, you're interested in no one else's body. And someone else may be expanded all the way up to trying to feed all the poor people in the world. So one person may be praised, but his conception of life is not different. That whether you're in the bodily concept of life as Lord Brahma, or the bodily concept of life as an ordinary worker struggling to maintain his, pay off his credit cards, or a mouse in the house struggling to maintain his wife and two little mice, or 15 mice, depending. The same conception is there. I am the body, and my purpose is to satisfy my senses. Anda yatandir upigiyas man. No. Anda matirna krishne paratatsato vam itopi padyeta griha ratana. Adanta gobir vishutam tamizra. So adanta gobir, blindly serving the senses. Whatever the senses demand, whatever my mind concocts, then that is my obligation to serve it. But punat punas charvita charvanana. It is simply the same thing over and over again. I may feed all the little hungry mouths, drop the food into their mouth, but tomorrow they're going to be hungry again. Or later on they're going to be hungry, and eventually I may not be able to feed all the hungry mouths. And then they'll, instead of appreciating how long I fed their hungry mouth, They'll simply blame me. You, good for nothing, you can't even feed my hungry mouth. What do we need you for? The same thing over and over again. People think that in the future things will be better. But actually things don't change at all. Because in this world there's no past, there's no present, and there's no future. There's only the illusion of past, present, and future. Because in the past people were eating, in the past people were sleeping, in the past people were mating, in the past people were defending, billions of years ago. And presently people are doing the same thing. They're eating, they're sleeping, they're mating, and they're defending. And in 5 trillion years from now, people will be eating, they'll be sleeping, they'll be mating, and defending. Maybe what they're eating will be slightly different, but the experience will be more or less the same. They may be sleeping on a 100th floor of a building, or they may be sleeping in the street, but the experience of sleeping will be more or less the same. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, punat punas charvata charvanana. People are making a big deal out of solving problems of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but there's no solution because people have to keep on eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. There's no end to it. It's not that one day you wake up and you discover because you were so, for so many billions of years, you've been eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Maya has decided to graduate you from that, and no longer do you have to eat, sleep, mate, and defend in the material world. Everything is, you feel completely satisfied within yourself. There's no more pushings of the senses. No, instead of trying to eliminate eating, sleeping, mating, defending, trying to come to a higher platform, modern society is interested in doing it over and over again, more and more and more, more and more rapidly, more and more intensely, for 24 hours a day. The animals, they eat, sleep, mate, and defend when there's some necessity to do it. But human beings, they think, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that is the goal. And the more you can do it, the more advanced you become. But it's simply, punak punas charvata charvanana. Itevidu swarta gatimi vishnu. Because they don't know that the actual goal is to become Krishna conscious. Dharashaya ye bhagya artamanina. Therefore they take something insignificant as something very important. Yanmai dunadi griyamedi sukham hituja. Prahlada Maharaj said that this attraction between male and female, which is the basic principle of material existence, their happiness, which is ultimately sex life, is tuchava. It's insignificant. There may be so much poetry, there may be so many books and novels and scientific studies, but ultimately it's insignificant. But people take it due to false propaganda, due to conditioning, due to so many factors. They take it as very important. But Prahlada Maharaj says it's completely unimportant. Because ultimately people are not experiencing any higher understanding, any higher knowledge. Therefore, they take something insignificant as very special. These people who are just like, I think we saw yesterday, some advertisement for Tiger Woods, I don't remember why. Oh, some devotee was telling me, Ramachandra was telling me his friend is number 2 in the world in golf. Isn't that right?
BJC.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Fiji. So, Tiger Woods or something. Then, he's taken as very significant. I remember I was in the airport and there was a big, big poster. Not poster, it was lit up and everything. With Tiger Woods on it. I didn't see what it was. But. So because of his ability to hit a little ball into a hole, he earns hundreds of millions of dollars because he can hit a ball into a hole. People want to find out his opinion on the war in Iraq, the economy.
so many things, just because he can hit this little ball into a hole. Ultimately, he can do it because he concentrates on it. He's dedicated. He's cut out everything else except for making money and enjoying sense gratification. He's concentrated his whole life and hitting this ball into a hole. So people are overwhelmed with appreciation for it. And if the devotees, they concentrate their attention and activities on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they criticize. Why are these people concentrating so much? Why don't they diversify themselves? Do something useful, like focus in hitting a little ball into a hole. So they take something insignificant, they concentrate completely on it. Andaya tandaru pigyamanasti pisha tantra uru dami vada. Because they're blind. They have no knowledge at all that they're not their body, that they're a spiritual being, that there is a Supreme Lord. And they're blind people. Their destination is very inauspicious. But they're telling everyone to follow them. And indeed, they're expert at it. They've made studies, investigations, how to get people to accept something completely insignificant as their life and soul. Here we're in Dallas. I'm not so familiar with this. I guess they have the Dallas Cowboys here. So if you said Hare Krishna on the street, people would be into different. But if you said the Dallas Cowboys, people would rush over and try to find out what the latest of their name, form, quality, and pastimes are. Is there any news? When are they coming back? We're feeling separation. When can I become eligible to enter into their abode, their stadium?
Will they win the Super Soul?
So they're blind, they're leading other people very expertly. That's all, they can be given credit. They're expert blind people. They know how to make something completely insignificant with lights and music and poetry and interviews to make it seem very significant. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says that people are wasting their time. Naisham matis tavadurukramam grim sprishadanarato pagavonyanaratam mahirisam padarujevishekam iskinchananam navriniti yadva. That one should search after someone who has some knowledge, at least. Someone who's not completely bewildered. So here it says that even on the higher planetary systems, even the demigods are sometimes bewildered. So it's not so easy not to be bewildered. So what is that bewilderment? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that pravritim jana vritim jana navride asura nashochim napichachara nasatyam teshu vidyate. That the demoniac don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor truthfulness nor proper behavior is found in them. So nowadays, what do people know about cleanliness? They think it's insignificant. It has nothing to do with reality. Before they take their meal, they look at their hand, as they've been taught by their mother, to see if it looks clean at least. And if it looks clean, then it's good enough. Or after they, in the airport, you can see after they go to the toilet, well, they don't even bother looking at the hand. They just assume the hand is pure. And their minds are filled with all kinds of anxiety and they can't figure out why. They don't realize that they're hankering to be God and they're lamenting because they can't do it. They're hankering to control the material nature and they're lamenting over their inability to do so. The more they try to control the material nature, the more they get control of the material nature, the more material nature offers them more things to try to control. And there's no end to it. They never quite control material nature, And therefore, they're always in anxiety due to their lack of full control. Ultimately, because their bodies are changing and they're going to die. Therefore, in the back of everyone's mind in the universe, even up to the demigods, is the realization or the understanding that we're really not controlling here. That we're going to have to suffer the miseries of material existence and we can't stop them. But they don't know what's to be done, what's not to be done, neither truthfulness. Just like they said, one leader of a big country in this world, how do you know if he's lying? How do you know?
If his mouth is moving.
Right, his lips are moving. You can guess who it is. In any case, truthfulness, if you distribute books at the airport or on the street, you notice the first words that come out of most people's mouths is a lie. Don't have any money. Oh, what's that in your falling out of your pocket? Oh, that's not mine, that's my friend's. What's that?
Don't have time. I don't have time for you.
Don't have it, no. I already have the book. Which book? Well, I have all your books. Whatever they are. Well, this is a new one. No, I got that 3 years ago. Don't worry, just stay in right here, I'll be right back. I'll be right back, and I'm going to get some money and give it right to you right now. My friend has all my money. So neither truthfulness, nor cleanliness, nor proper behavior is found in them. And what is the mentality? Satyam apratishtam te jagato horanishvaram aparashvaram samyuktam kimanyakama haidukam. They say that this world is unreal. It has no foundation. It has no God in control. It has produced a sex desire and has no cause other than lust. So this is a basic demoniac mentality that there is no God, there's no karma, there's no controller of karma. Everything is just caused by male, female getting together, and that's where it all comes from. Nothing else. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano na buddhaya pravat yukra karmana shaye jagato hita. Following such conclusions and loss of themselves, the demoniac create horrible, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. So this is Mayana society. They claim that we're making progress, but actually they're just blind people leading other blind people. Just like in modern society, they're very proud of their technological advancement. But what is it produced other than suffering? Basically, instead of in primitive societies, people lived in the jungle. What was their problem? The air was clean to breathe. The water was pure. The food was fresh. Generally, they cooperated with each other. They could sleep peacefully. They didn't have to worry about their income tax form or whatever else people worry about. And nowadays, we've made so much progress. There's no clean air to breathe. There's no clean water. There's no fresh food. We can't sleep. We can't relate to anyone, even in the family. And we're always in anxiety about the future. Whether I'm going to be able to eat, sleep, mate, and defend in the future. So we've made so much progress, but our advantage is you can find out how everyone is suffering in all parts of the world. You can go on the internet and see people suffering everywhere now. So this is called pride. They've created, because of their lack of God consciousness, because of their lack of happiness, therefore they've created so many mental concoctions that people are serving, creating more and more problems for themselves and everyone else. That story of the Brahmin who had the underwear. He was chanting happily the holy names. But
One day he took his underwear off when he was bathing, and he washed his underwear and dried it by the riverbank, and one mouse came and took it away. So of course the man was very embarrassed, the saint, but he decided that he'd solve his problem, so he got a cat to protect his underwear. But the cat needed some milk, and there was no grocery store, so he had to get a cow. But he didn't know how to milk a cow, so he had to get a wife. And the wife wanted some children, so he had to get a house. And to pay for the house, he had to get a job, so he had to buy a car. But to pay for the car, he had to work at night. So now he had two jobs, a house, a wife, a car, and some children, and a cow and a cat to protect his underwear. But gradually he was realizing things were getting very complicated, and soon he would not be able to afford his underwear anymore anyway. So he threw his underwear away and renounced the world. So material life is like that. Gets the simple things in life, we made it very, very complicated. And we get it in a quality and quantity even less than they've had it before, and they're proud of it. Therefore, they're a demoniac. They create all these difficulties, and they're proud of it. They write books about it. They create a history about it. But as one historian said, the only thing you can really learn from history is that people don't learn from history.
Yeah.
And what is there? What is the next verse? Aneka tita vipranda kama mashrita disparam dhamma dhana mudhanditaha moha grihi vishad grahan parvatiti patanti narkesi so. That's the being overwhelmed by lust and anger and greed and false prestige. Pravartanti asuchivrata. Taking shelter in the sateful lust, absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac disillusioned are always sworn to unclean work attracted by the impermanent. So it's not that we're going to accept illusion in the form of lust, anger, and greed, and we'll be a nice person. No, immediately, if we accept lust, anger, and greed, we inevitably have to accept, because anger is not so sweet either, lust, greed, anger, then there is delusion. False prestige. We think we're great personalities, we're maintaining the world. We forget actually what's going on. Even simple things are hard to remember. 1 + 1 keeps on adding up to 3. And we lose all our intelligence. We think that the sun is just a massive ball of fire, just by accident floating in the air. And if someone tries to explain that, how is it possible that the sun giving us exact, precisely the amount of heat and light we need just by accident is floating in the air, when all the great scientists can't even create a sun the size of a penny and have it float in this room here. With all their brains, they can't do it, and yet they claim the biggest manifestation of fire in the universe, perfectly in orbit, perpetually, is all by accident. Big engineers can't create it, but an accident can. So what do we need engineers for? We should pay an accident. But even if there's an accident on the street, two cars collide with each other, the police come, and they ask what happened, you say, don't worry about it. It's just an accident. It had no cause. That even accidents, we know, have causes. That if the scientists were so clever that they knew everything came about by accident, then why did they work so hard to get their PhD degree?
Why don't they just sit at home? The universe can come about by accident, so why couldn't they get a PhD degree by accident? Why should they work so hard to get rich? By accident they should get rich. So they don't believe their theories, because they work hard to get whatever they want. They try and arrange things with their intelligence. When they see superior arrangement beyond their capacity, ability to understand, they say it's by accident. So this is all due to false prestige and pride, due to illusion, caused by their lust, anger, and greed to lord it over the material nature. And then Krishna goes on and on, because we don't have so much time to go over the whole mentality. But the next verse, Krishna says, Chintyam aparayam cha pralayam tamupashitya kama pravaga paramam etavam iti nischitya ashapasha shuterabhada kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogartam anyene nartha sanchaya. They believe that to gratify their senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. So this eating, they think that that's it. If somehow or another you can feed your empty stomach every day, then you're a good person. And the more empty stomachs you can feed, the better person you are. And there's no end to it. And it doesn't matter whether they do it legally, according to the laws of nature, illegally. Someone may be very proud of feeding all these hungry people chicken. They don't realize by their endeavor, the people that they're feeding chicken to will become chickens. And the person who's feeding the chickens, they'll also become a chicken. So that's the result of all their service. Everyone will go pluck, 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 pluck. That's an appreciation. Cluck, 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 cluck. He'll be the head king chicken. King chicken. Just like we met one time at the airport they were distributing in Chicago, one of the devotees, Colonel Sanders. You've heard of Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
So we recognized Colonel Sanders immediately because he looked like a chicken. I think he had, at that time he had a stroke or something. He was in a wheelchair and he looked exactly like a chicken. So someone went up, the devotee went up to him and tried to give him a book, Colonel Sanders. But he couldn't respond because he was clucking like a chicken already due to his stroke and his inability. So Krishna was so kind, he's going to take billions of births as a chicken. So Krishna already started him getting used to being a chicken. Doesn't have to wait for his next body. So it's illegal. They don't know what's to be done. They don't know it's legal or illegal. Therefore, their activities to so-called help people are in the mode of ignorance, causes them more harm than good. And what is their mentality? Idama yamaya labdva, imam prapse minoratam, idamas diam api mai, bhavishati panardhana, aso maya hatak shatra, hani she chaparana pi, ishvaraham hambo ghi, siddaham balavan suki. So much wealth do I have, and I'll gain more in the future. So much is mine, and in the future I'll get more and more. He is my enemy. I've killed him. And my other enemies, they'll also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful. I am happy. I am surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I will go to the heavenly planets and kiss the apsaras. In this way I'll rejoice. In this way, the demoniac bewildered by ignorance. So this is the basic principle. Prabhupada said in the forest, there are some tigers, there's some deer, but they're all, ultimately, they're all animals. So this is the basic principle of all the animals in the jungle, that I am the lord of everything. Not everything, but I'm the lord of the things that I have. And now I'm going to get more in the future. He is my enemy and I've killed him, and all my other enemies will be killed. That I am perfect, I am powerful, I am happy. These are all the qualities. Maybe we have some of those qualities, maybe less of those qualities. Some of those ideas less of the ideas to different degrees, but this is the materialistic mentality. And modern society is encouraging it, that the more you gain, the better person you are. You can be mafia, godfather number one from the mafia, but if your pocket is filled with notes and coins, you're considered a good person. Doesn't matter how you get the money. Somehow or another, if you gain hook or crook, then you're a good person. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling me, no, it was actually Kandamba Kanamara was telling me when he was in South Africa, he learned that the natives there have a very simple vision of life. The natives, when they kill their enemy is considered bad because they're dead. But they're alive, therefore they're considered good. So it's a very simple philosophy. If you're alive, you're good, and if you're dead, you're bad. So people have a very simple philosophy. If you gain something, it's good. It doesn't matter how you got it. And if you lose, that's bad. And there's a few uneducated people in the world who demand truth and honesty and accountability, etc. Therefore, the best way of dealing with them is you keep on lying. You keep on lying until they get tired. They realize you're never going to change. And they realize that most people in the world, they want to be cheated. Therefore, if you keep on lying to them, they'll accept it after a while. And all the honest people will be seen as troublemakers, trying to change the natural rhythm of society. Therefore, one should try to understand thoroughly who's actually a leader, what is the actual qualities, what they're talking about, what they're doing, and therefore accept in the association of devotees, those who are explaining about Krishna, those who are following Krishna's instructions, as proper association, and everyone else is more or less bewildered by the illusory energy. No matter how exalted they may seem, or praiseworthy in the estimation of modern society, if they don't know Krishna, they don't know who they are, then they're all just more or less bewildered by the illusory energy. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Is there a difference between a materialist and a demon? I mean, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Dait demons, I am Prahlad." But Prahlad was really a great devotee, not a demon.
Amongst the demons, he's Prahlad, which means that he's not a demon, Prahlad, but he's amongst the demons. Krishna didn't say Prahlad was a demon, he said Prahlad is amongst the demons. It's like he's living in Sutala, amongst the demons, but he's not a demon. Yes.
Yeah, Maharaj, thank you for your class. In the purport, yesterday and also today, the concept was brought up of Dhritarayana and yesterday Swami Narayana. And you know, a lot of the guests that come here that we made friends with the priest tour, they're kind of from the different groups that use these titles. So how can we explain how the Bhagavatam explains this concept?
Svavidra Hostrakarar, Samstuta Purusha Pashu, Diyat Karna Patio Pedo, Jatu Namagadagaja. You know that verse?
I've heard it, but I don't know.
Well, you can look it up in the second canto of the Bhagavatam. No, the way we should really explain it is we generally don't explain it at the beginning because people are so bewildered that as soon as you explain reality to them, they get even more bewildered. So it's a waste of time trying to educate people in a way that will make them more bewildered. So generally we try to encourage them to chant Hare Krishna and to take prasadam, to take Prabhupada's books. Generally we do that, unless the person is actually inquisitive or submissive, whatever. That's our first thing. Then later on, we can explain the difference between Swami Narayan or whatever else thing, what we're doing. Because otherwise, anyone who walks in, they're not generally coming here to surrender. Especially to us. And all will get into an argument. We won't win the argument. They won't lose the argument. The only thing that will happen is that they'll generally never come back again, thinking that these people are crazy, or fanatics. So generally we try and give them prasad and chant Hare Krishna, give them some literature. And then if they're sincere, they may take advantage of it. But why pick an argument with someone? As soon as they walk in, if someone walks into your house and you immediately pick an argument with them. They came there to interview you, to find out what you're doing. You find out, they find out all you're doing is trying to argue with people. In the name of love. Yes, we're bhakti yoga, we're trying to love people. And the best way we can love you is take this book and smash you over your head. For your benefit, of course. So generally we try and engage people first in Krishna service, because that's our first principle. Anukulena Krishna, no. Anasankalpa. Anukulena? That's not right either. Luckily that Bhagavad Gita here with 66, it's right there. Anukulyasya Sankalpa. Anukulyasya Sankalpa. First of all, engage in things that are positive. And then pratikulyasya Vargana. Then we reject things which are negative. So first engage people in things that are positive. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Sandra Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. For Premanande. Whoa.